Hello, and welcome to another episode of Now Playing, the movie review podcast. And who's excited about Hulk this week?
You are!
I am! Well, because Hulk is opening this week, we thought we would look at the other big Marvel movie of the summer, Iron Man.
I think everyone's seen it already, except for my dead grandma.
And she's probably not going to.
No. Really, who hasn't seen Iron Man?
Well, not too many people. It's done gangbusters at the box office. It's the summer's number one movie so far.
If I don't see another movie this year, I think I'll be happy because I ended on Iron Man. Oh, no, wait, I ended on Indy and I did not care for that.
And you're going to be seeing Hulk on Friday.
Yeah, I am.
But let's talk about Iron Man.
It's a wicked cool movie. It's so awesome. I cannot say enough good things because I'm slowly turning the corner on comics and didn't know who Iron Man was before last year at Comic-Con. Had never even heard of Iron Man. I just knew Robert Downey Jr. was going to be in this movie. And dear God, ladies, I don't know what they've done to him. Perhaps cocaine abuse is the way to go because he looks really good.
Now, in this movie, Robert Downey Jr. plays billionaire arms industrialist Tony Stark.
And he plays it very well. He's very cocky and sure of himself and very much a playboy.
He gets kidnapped by generic Arabs. I believe they're Afghani.
I believe they're Iraqis.
Iraqis?
I believe so.
Where he is forced to build weapons for them, but instead of building a weapon for them, he builds a suit of iron.
Hence the name Iron Man.
He proceeds to break out and then decide to turn over a new leaf, and instead of creating weapons that are used for destruction, he is going to defend those who need it by wearing a suit of iron and flying.
And stopping arms production.
This movie is very entertaining.
It is.
It's exceptionally entertaining. Robert Downey Jr. can be great when he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
He can also be really bad when he wants to. But he carries this whole movie. I would say no actor has shined in a role more since Johnny Depp in the first Pirates film.
Yeah, I would equate it to that. You're absolutely right.
Because every moment that you've got Robert Downey Jr. on screen, the movie glows. And he plays just the right amount of pathos and the right amount of slick and playboy. And I realized that Iron Man's kind of a ripoff of Batman because you got the really rich playboy. But does Batman ever pull off the playboy side very well? I don't think so. He always just seems kind of brooding and a little bit of a goody two-shoes.
He's very boring. One of Iron Man's assistants' jobs is to funnel out the ladies after their one-night stand. She has their clothes cleaned, has a car waiting to take them wherever they go, and she scoots them on out the door.
Now, that role is played by Gwyneth Paltrow, and she was the warning I had about this movie because I don't like Gwyneth. I don't. I know that makes me un-American, but I don't think the woman can do lighthearted, but she actually did it in this movie. She did it well. I mean, when I saw her in Shallow Hal, every scene she was in was like a lead balloon.
Mm-hmm.
It just awful. I mean, great. Put her in period piece drama. Shakespeare in Love, fine. But keep her out of my comic book movies was kind of my feeling.
Wasn't she in Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, which bombed?
I didn't see that, so no, I don't know if she was in it or not.
I thought she was in it.
I thought that was Angelina Jolie.
I don't know.
But she actually was pretty good, too.
You were surprised at how good of a villain Jeff Bridges was.
He was unrecognizable with that shaven head.
I recognized him right away, and he has a very distinctive voice.
It was the voice that gave it away.
He is a fantastic villain. If you go all the way back to The Vanishing in the early 90s.
Oh, that was good.
He was very, very good in that. Very
creepy.
Yeah, he has that whole serial killer thing down, and it carries well over into an evil mastermind. And if you are mad because you say that's a spoiler, it's not. I mean, come on. You've got two people here. You've got Robert Downey Jr. and then Jeff Bridges. You know Robert Downey Jr. is a good guy. You know the other name star has to be the bad guy.
Well, every interview says he plays Ironmonger.
Oh, is that what his name was?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Well, they never say it in the movie, although he does say we're Ironmongers or Warmongers or something like that.
Yeah, Warmongers.
But yeah, from the comic books, it's Ironmonger versus Iron Man.
Hmm.
Now, the movie does have a couple of flaws. It opens with some tremendous action. The opening of the film is phenomenal.
It is. It gets you right there.
And the whole beginning when he's creating the suit is great. But then you've kind of got a lull in plot because he's, you know, defeated the Afghanis but deciding to become Iron Man and the whole origin. And there's not really a lot of bad guy-ness, but there's a lot of coolness. It's really very good effects work, very good acting. And then at the end when Ironmonger shows up, it is kind of a stretch how they tie it back to the original part of the movie, the beginning. but it works pretty well.
I think that they could have expounded on the evil plan a little bit more, and I think that's what you're talking about.
And there is the one moment where Jeff Bridges plays the James Bond villain too well, where he has the hero at the mercy, and you're like, all right, you're the villain, now kill him, kill him. And he doesn't, and of course, you know, that whole thing. It's like Scott Evil in Austin Powers. Why don't you just shoot him? Why are you putting him in with the sharks?
It was ill-tempered sea bass.
He's ill-tempered sea bass. Other than those minor flaws, though, this is just a fun movie, a great way to spend 2 hours. The time flew past.
If you're trying to decide between Iron Man and Indy, which a lot of people are because movies are expensive, I think it costs us $10 a ticket now, and we're in the cheap Midwest, so I just shudder to think what it is in other parts of the country. I would go see Iron Man over Indy again.
If you only see one movie this summer, see Iron Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you only see two movies this summer, see Iron Man twice.
Yeah, although Forgetting Sarah Marshall was pretty good too.
I want to see Iron Man again in theaters, sadly.
I know.
It's that good.
I know. It is very good, and I enjoyed it. And I was thinking it would be all right. I had no idea it would be so awesome.
I actually had no expectations of this movie because I wasn't excited about Iron Man. I don't really like the character from the comics. I never really read the comics. And Jon Favreau, I mean, yeah, Gutter.
He made Elf.
Exactly. So I
had
no
expectations. That's a fantastic movie, and you know it.
But they churned out a great product. I'm so excited about the sequel. And, of course, you have to stay after the credits.
You'll be rewarded.
And there was the question posed. Everybody talks about the scene after the credits. And is that the only good part of the movie?
No.
No, I say that scene after the credits is the cherry on top of a great movie sundae. Because if the movie had just completely been up to that point, the end scene wouldn't matter. But all it does is just really make you look forward to 2010 and Iron Man 2. So that's our review of Iron Man. And we will be back to bring you our review of The Incredible Hulk with Lou Ferrigno as the voice of the Hulk.
Something's wrong with that. It should be Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk.
Talk to you then. Now Playing is a Venganza Media production and is copyright 2008. All rights reserved. Now, the surprise in this movie is Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame.
Jeff Bridges!
Now, the surprise of this movie is Jeff Bridges of Dumb and Dumber fame.
No, he was not in Dumb and Dumber.
Who is that?
That's Jeff Daniels.
Now, the surprise of this movie is Jeff... Why don't you do this?